I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Budgets. That does define space exploration, and there's a budget cut being proposed, but it's against a part of NASA that's a great success. And why? Bob, Hubble, Chandra, these are successes. Why reduce their allotment?
This is all public. This is all lobbying, but political lobbying by NASA. So NASA's the guy in charge of their space astrophysics department revealed that they're considering cutting the operating budgets of both the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Hubble Space Telescope because they anticipating, quote, they say, budget cuts coming up. Well, we have to remember, one, the Congress has not cut NASA's budget. Both the Senate and the House in the most recent appropriations did not cut NASA's budget in any significant way. So claiming there's a budget cut is a lie. It's a lie. What instead is going on is they're having great overruns in the budgets of both SLS, Orion, and in the Mars sample return mission, and NASA's scrambling to try to find money out of its budget to pay for this, to pay for those boondoggles, those failed projects. And so in order to try to get Congress to give them more money to cover these overruns, this is a standard operating technique by agencies in the federal government in Washington. Announce you're cutting something that's really, really liked by the voters, that's doing good work, and that'll force Congress to give you more money. And that's what they're doing here. And it really has to do with the no one in Washington wants to look at a failed program and eliminate it. And that's what we have. They don't want to eliminate or change drastically bad programs. They'd rather just continue to throw good money after bad. And in order to do that, they need to get Congress to print them more money.
Does that mean Hubble's okay?
It means that it's being used as a bargaining chip in the budget negotiations, and NASA could very well be trimming the budget and cutting operations on both these telescopes if it doesn't get what it wants.
Bob,
and well, they shouldn't give it what it wants. They should tell NASA to stop playing this game. That's what they should do.
Bob, is it considered ever any in the literature that something as successful as Hubble could go private, allow people to buy it and take possession of it?
You know, it's not discussed much, but there's been some discussion from several astronomers talking to SpaceX about putting together a private space telescope using Starship to launch it. And so there's no question that this could be privately done in the future. There's no doubt that could be the case. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about giving Hubble to private companies. There's no one really wants to take it on because we have plenty of they do a good job at NASA, at the Space Telescope Science Institute, which is not really NASA. It's John Hopkins, John Scottson's that runs it. But nonetheless, it's a possibility, John.
If you get away from the budget games that you've explicated, you'd have freedom of movement that is not now true. I know that you line up around the block to put your applications in to use these telescopes.
Yeah.
And you're subject.
Oh, yeah.
You're subject.
Astronomers would have to pay to use it if it was privately owned, but they would be glad to pay for it.
Yes.
If it was privately owned.
And it would speed the process, and there'd be a profit motive right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
You're absolutely
now,
right, John.
It's the DMV in space I mentioned. Okay, fine. We have nano-sized crystals in the atmospheres of exoplanets. Meaning what? Have we found something?
This is using Hubble and Webb. You know, while Hubble's still around, they're using it. They looked at an exoplanet. It's one of the puffiest hot Jupiters that's around. It's only half the mass of Jupiter, but it's seven times the volume. And in its atmosphere, they've now detected evidence of nano-sized quartz crystals. And they think these crystals literally condense out of the atmosphere like water does on Earth. And it has to do with the pressures and the heat at the location. It's alien. That's basically the bottom line, John. It's alien. It's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere with clouds of quartz crystals.
All right. Now, the superest cool picture on Bob's site, I declare right now, is Io from Juno. What are we looking at, Bob?
Yes, this is the volcanic moon Io on Jupiter. Juno just did its 55th close flyby of Jupiter, and in a way, it also went past Io again. And this is the best picture we've had since the 90s of Io. And in fact, it's the first picture I've ever seen where it's enough resolution you can actually see the mountains, the mountains in shape and size. These volcanoes. It's very cool, John.
It's extremely cool. I recommend it. Another world. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bat.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.